So I'm here at Why Not Festival. They've foolishly sent us to review some bands. Bands review bands. I'm here with the guys from I Cry Wolf. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're good.
Hello.
If you could go around in a circle, introduce yourselves, say what you're doing in the band, that'll be amazing.
I'm Jacob, I play bass guitar.
I'm Ollie and I play drums.
Hello, I'm Harry and I attempt to sing.
My name is Shun, I fill in for Alan.
I'm Louis and I play guitar.
We've got a fill in. So, you guys played today on the Giant Squid stage, which appears to be the metal stage of this festival. How did you guys find it? Was your set good? Enjoy it?
Lots of fun.
Really enjoyed it. It's very hot though.
It was very good.
It is warm.
Very warm, but obviously it is peak July.
Yes.
It was wicked. We had like a nice surprise turnout. I think all of us were surprised, like we were at the last festival we played as well. And
very surprising turnout for 12:30.
Yeah, massively.
Yeah. First band on.
They provided flannels, which was great.
Flannels?
Mopping the sweat.
That is usually more than we get from most festivals.
I mopped hard.
I've never been dripping of sweat so hard.
Should be said that it is very hot at this festival. So, you guys have been pretty busy this summer, it seems. You've been getting out there and getting your name about.
We've been away for a bit doing some writing, and we've literally now just got all of our stuff ready to release. So we're now just hammering as many things as we can do. So last week we did Truck Festival. We did a few shows in March and May.
Videos, been shooting photos, getting everything ready.
We got some
building
stuff,
our presence.
When is your release coming?
September we're looking at the moment.
September.
Same. Inverted commas September.
September.
We don't know.
February. Are we out in February?
Yes, we're out in 2019.
Yeah.
We got the finished tracks back yesterday. Like read into that what you will.
Oh mate, yeah. Our album has been done for 3 months. It's not going to come out until probably after yours. You've been busy. You got loads of stuff coming up. How does this compare to festivals you've been playing so far? Because for people that don't know, Why Not Festival is a bit more of a sort of, it's not really a metal festival for start. It's kind of like indie, rock, pop, bit of Jamiroquai, bit of the Wombats. So for these people, you're probably the heaviest thing they've ever heard in their entire lives. You're like Cannibal Corpse to your grandma to them.
So, I mean, I'm very happy to be Cannibal Corpse. That is like a dream come true. it was lovely. Like we had a few kind of oldies come up to us and say that we were flipping awesome, not swearing for magazines.
I'd just like to say here, I feel like an oldie at 24. I'm one of the older people at this festival. At some point, I have aged.
Do you know how old we are?
I turned 24 yesterday.
You want to sit down, James?
All right, everyone looks very young at this festival.
Why is your bastard neck in?
That is the title of the fucking article now. Why aren't you a bastard?
I that.
No, I love it. It's going fucking in there.
I mean, I'm only 22.
The only other proper festival appearance we've had, we played Amplified last year.
Amplified's amazing, man.
And like, it had a great lineup, everything was looking good, but when we got there,
it was wet.
It was a Saturday. 3 out of 4 stages had got rained off.
Shit.
And a lot of bands had pulled out because they weren't happy with the safety and everything. And
somebody got electrocuted.
Metal bands don't do that. We fucking play in the electric.
We play, and that's why someone got electrocuted.
Yeah.
So we turned up. They kind of jimmy-rigged up stage in the bar.
Wow.
Which worked to our advantage because it was pissing it down, and everyone came inside.
So by comparison, a festival in like 80-degree heat.
Yeah, mate. This is
it's all right.
I love it.
It's okay.
It's also great to play because obviously that was a temporary stage. They just pieced together in the bar so that people could play. And we've had Trunk Festival had a great stage. Big. Yeah.
They've both been so accommodating to us as well. They've both been such lovely hosts. It's been so nice to play this sort of.
And we get little trucks. They've been driving around in little trucks.
Little wagons. Little golf cart things. They're great. Best part of the festival.
They are the best part of the festival.
I just want to be in one of them all day.
Right, so some curveballs. Because I was saying to some before, whenever we do interviews, I get really bored of answering the same questions over and over again. We'll get one more out of the way. One more. For people that haven't heard you, describe your sound in, I'm not going to say a few words because like no one can, but bands you sound like, not your influences because who gives a fuck, but like who do you sound like, if people like these bands, why should they shout you out type of thing?
We don't necessarily know what the right answer to that is, but I could go off
Rihanna
what told us.
Rihanna, Jamiroquai.
I've got one. I've got one for that. It was it Rihanna Hardcore?
Yeah, that was one.
Someone told us we were Rihanna Hardcore once.
We've also had, it's Beyonce Hardcore.
Beyonce Hardcore.
Harry's
a sassy.
I like that, mate. Divas. Divas all the way.
We've also had, if Don Broco did metal, that's you
like that.
I think if Thornbroker did metal, it's a pretty good, like.
Yeah, if Primark did metal, it would be you guys.
We're wearing Primark!
Honestly.
This is naughty written, Sally. Note, everyone is wearing Primark.
these white clothes don't stay white for long. We can't spend money on them.
I like it. It's the opposite of metal. Everyone's usually in black.
That was essentially our thing. We're like,
you kind of look like you've all just broken out of somewhere and need to be returned soon, but I dig it.
That's legit.
I dig it.
But it's the wearing white is new for these releases, and it's worked for us because when we come off stage, we walk around, we're still in white, and people go, oh, that's that band that played in white.
That's the Ku Klux Klan. I know them.
Yeah. Hey, I know those guys.
I know those.
They ditched the hoods, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's cool, man. They play good music.
It's worked so far. I feel Anselmo will testify. That doesn't make it okay.
It doesn't matter. Hey,
as
Tim Lambesis will testify, it doesn't matter if you kill someone. It's still good. We're all good, man. As long as the music's
metal
decent.
Metal jokes.
Which no one's gonna get anyway. So,
Kebbles.
Whose mum would you rag if you, no one could ever find out, but whose mum is the fittest and you would bang them?
Jacob's.
I'd say, but Harry's mum's way definitely the filthiest.
Harry's mum is dirty.
If someone's gonna rim your arsehole,
Tina would do worse than that, Jacob. Oh. We all know.
Oh. Tina, if you're listening, hit me up.
Tina would not listen, but I'll give her your number.
We're too young.
She likes them slightly tanned.
Well, I am very tanned. Let the record show that I am tanned.
Jacob's mum would be the fittest, but Harry's mum would be the...
Alright, who's most likely to be arrested on tour? And for what crime?
Harry's mum. Pissing on people.
I feel like this guy...
I'd say
I feel like this guy is my soulmate.
I don't want to be arrested.
I'm a questionable human. I'm coming into this world, this little pop punk kind of...
He's not quite
world.
Been corrupted yet.
Yeah. Made the record show that Shunt has had a beer.
Also,
agree.
Shunt normally plays in a Trust Unclean, so this is a bit...
Oh, man, we play with you guys loads of times, of course, man.
We usually drink loads of beers, smoke loads of weed before we play. Today, we drank water.
Today,
we drank water and did you hydrated.
Because they're pop punk now, and that's what you do.
Yes, pretty much the polar opposite of rock and roll.
Our pre-show routine is pretty much yoga and water.
I've actually done yoga before a show. It really helps with your voice.
It really does help
with the show.
Because we run around like arseholes, it's the best thing in the world to not wake up the next day hating the band.
Absolutely.
But then we drink beer.
Okay,
But anyway, who's getting arrested?
Harry.
Harry's getting arrested. And for what crime?
I feel like it would be a duo.
What, you as well?
I feel like we would be in it together.
Alright, so me and you, but what
so
we got?
You might have
shit somewhere.
Maybe we get, I don't know.
I think you would have gone to the toilet in an inappropriate place.
Or got a knob out somewhere.
Right, I'm gonna up the ante. If one of you were to be arrested for a Tim Lambesis level. Lost, maybe not lost profits.
Like a race.
Tim Lambesis level. Okay, we'll stay in the zone. If we were to be arrested for a really serious crime, like a grand crime.
Well, Jacob's missus didn't film anything from the set, so he probably might kill us.
All you need to do is pay someone else to do it, and your fan base will love you. If you do it,
go
you're fucked.
But if I did it, it's fucked up. If I pay someone, it's cool.
Yeah, see.
Last question. Favourite food on tour?
Not lunch.
That's
all we get is lunch.
As much Burger King as you can eat.
As all bands know, the worst thing when you turn up to a venue is get there and they put you like bread.
A loaf of bread.
It's great. It's great for your first few tours.
I just like to interject here that Harry's a diva, and if a fucking festival give you any food at all,
and there'd be lasagna and profiterolls.
There were lasagna.
If they give you any food at all, you're in luck.
I want to be in there.
Choc ice last week. That was a winner.
Oh, mate, choc ice was
choc ice. That was fucking banging.
I want to be where you are because I don't get choc ice.
I'd say the standard is bread, cheese, ham.
Jizz.
If I don't want that,
jizz and ham.
I don't want the
jizz and ham.
Make yourself.
I reckon the truck festival. Catering was on point. They had great options. Like their vegan stuff was awesome.
This is called quality damage control, my friend. Where you go, it was fine. Obviously, the bread was fine. Harry, the bread was fine. We want bread in future.
Truck was great. That was the best catering we've had as a band, I think.
Actually, I like. Second to last question after this. One last one.
Can I actually? No.
You may.
Just go back 1 second.
I'm writing it down rather than playing.
More importantly, about talking about the best thing, can we talk about the worst thing that we ever had at all?
Yes.
The worst thing.
Here comes the dashboard talent.
Right.
So. the very, 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 very first time we ever went on tour, the very first date, we're all excited, everyone's happy. Midway through the journey, we get a phone call from the promoter, and I'm not going to name names, of course, or even the place, but
he calls
up and he says, I hear that one of your people is a vegetarian. What kind of vegetarian is he? We were like,
the non-meat-eating kind, yeah.
He said,
there's only really one.
He said,
he's
both like meat, fish.
And he was like eggs and cheese.
Yeah, but not vegan.
And he was like, that's sort of thing.
So we got there.
So we turned up.
We had a nice chili con carne between us, like, gorgeous.
As you do.
Lovely. His missus made it. It was wonderful. Our poor Alex had a literal bowl.
Eggs and cheese.
Oh, man.
And some lettuce. And a bit of lettuce.
It had been left on the guy's dashboard for about 4 hours, and it was the sweatiest thing I've ever seen.
And obviously, the worst part is we ate it.
So, the new album, Sweaty Eggs and Cheese, from Our Crowd Wolf, is coming in about September. We're going to wrap up there, guys. Thank you so much. It's been rad chatting to you all. Whoop! Love and shake hands.
Thank you very much.
Fucking Memphis. They're better when they're fun, aren't they? They're better when they're fun.
We can't do